Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Edwards Heritage Consulting. Edwards Heritage Consulting focuses on helping you discover your heritage and roots and is passionate about family, heritage architecture, and genealogy. For more information, contact Helen by email, heritagelady@gmail.com. Again, that's heritagelady@gmail.com. Let her know you found her from OTR Westerns. This episode is going to be Gunsmoke. Original air date is June 18th, 1961. That is, to this date of June 18th, 2019, is 58 years ago. So the last episode, and again, this is the last episode of Gunsmoke, came out 58 years ago to the day. Nothing really special at the end of this one. This is a reused script. This one stars Vic Perrin, and the title is Letter of the Law, and the final voicemails will be at the end of this episode. So definitely hang out and listen to them. Hope you guys enjoy. It's been a pleasure, and listen to the voicemails to hear what may be coming up in the future.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Starring William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
They agree, those who think young, they kept the clean. They picked the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi. For those who think young, so go ahead and pick the drink that lets you drink young as you think. Yes, get the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi. For those who think young.
Good morning, Kitty.
Well, you're out early today.
I'm a working man. I have to keep regular hours, you know.
Then what were you doing in the Long Branch at 2 o'clock this morning?
Well, sometimes it's a regular 24 hours, like you.
Well, at least I make good money at it.
Kitty, would you really like to see me settle down and run a saloon?
You might get to like it.
All right, I'll do it.
When?
When I'm about 50.
Thought so.
Good morning, Miss Kitty.
Oh,
hello,
Chester.
Yes, sir. Miss Dillon, here's a letter for you.
Yeah, thanks.
The envelope says it's from Judge Rambo over in Wichita.
Uh-huh.
Anything important?
Yeah, court order for eviction. Seems Brandon Teague didn't file legally on his land over by Wagon Mound.
Did you say Brandon Teague?
Yeah. Where did you know him, Kitty?
Everybody knew him. Round Abilene.
Yeah, he had a pretty bad reputation then.
Doesn't he still?
Well, I haven't seen him for some time, Kitty, but he's married and he's trying to prove up some land.
Well, I don't envy you trying to put him off it. Brandon Teak never shoved very easy that I recall.
Well, Miss Dillon, you have to evict him off. Maybe the judge made a mistake or something.
No, I'm no admirer of Judge Rambo, but he knows his law. We'll ride out there this afternoon, Chester.
Be sure your gun's loaded, Matt.
Maybe I won't need it, Kitty.
You want to bet?
No. No, I guess not.
Anything, Miss don't you ask me. Teeks went and built himself a mighty nice place out here.
Yeah, it's some fun. Hello, Teak.
Hello, Marshal. Chester.
All right, Teak.
What brings you out this way?
Well, here, you might as well read it yourself.
What's this? Court order? Immediate eviction?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's this all about, Marshal?
That's just what it says.
Well, I've got my deed to this place.
Yeah, but you failed to register it at the land office.
Well, now, nobody told me about that.
I'm sorry, Teak.
You're going to be a whole lot sorrier. You try to put me off this land, Marshal.
Brandon, who are you talking to?
You stay inside, Sarah. It ain't nothing.
And it won't hurt if I come out.
This is my wife, Marshal Dillon, and Chester Proudfoot.
How you doing, Miss?
I do, ma'am.
Marshal? Is there trouble, Brandon?
They say we got no legal right to this place, Sarah. I didn't register the deed or some fool thing.
No.
Now, don't you worry. Ain't nobody going to move us off, law or no law.
It's a court order,
Chief. I ain't wore a gun since I got married, Marshal, but I can sure go put one on.
Brandon.
Now, Sarah, you...
You can't forget your promise. Especially now, you can't.
It's all the more reason for fighting, Sarah.
We're going to have a child, Marshal. Most any day now.
Oh. And we ain't moving. We ain't starting over.
If we have to, we can do it. I'd rather die than see you go to fighting again, Bren. Now, you think on it.
She sure don't make it easy on me, Marshal.
What are you going to do, Tig?
Well, it's a hard thing for a man like me to swallow, but I can't go against her. And I ain't putting on my gun.
Well, why don't you go in and tell her that?
And... when'll I tell her we got to get off the place?
There's no hurry.
Now, what about that immediate eviction?
I'll be responsible for that.
I guess I ought to be grateful to you.
No. No, take not to me. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Marshal. Chester Hill.
Bye, Teak. My thing for a minute there, I thought he was going to make trouble, sure.
Yeah.
When are you going to put him off, Mr. Dillon?
I'm going over to Wichita, Chester. I'll find out there.
Blue Monday tomorrow? Not at all. Tomorrow on Arthur Godfrey Time, for instance, you can enjoy quips from the redhead himself, plus the fine singing of Richard Hayes and the Merry Mayo Singers with Dick Hyman in the orchestra. Genial Gary Moore will be joshing with his sidekick, Durward Kirby, on the Gary Moore radio show. Art Linkletter's House Party will play host to more merriment. And Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney will regale you with grand songs grandly sung. Listen to a lineup like that 5 mornings a week, and you'll never have a Blue Monday or any other work day again.
Judge.
Marshal Dillon. What are you doing in Wichita?
I came to see you.
That's so. How'd you know I was in here?
Well, that's where I found you last time, Judge.
Oh. Have a drink.
No, thanks. It's about that court order you sent me.
Which court order, Marshal?
To evict Brandon Teak off his land near Wagon Mound.
Oh, that, yeah. I remember. What's the trouble? Is he putting up a fight?
No, he isn't.
Well, he sure must have changed. I remember Teak around here. He was a wild one.
He's married now, Judge. They're expecting a child any day.
A child?
I told them that they could take their time about moving.
Take their time? That order was to evict them at once, Marshal.
I know that.
Marshal Dillon, there is no room for sentiment in the law. What's right is right. What's legal is legal.
Dick's been on that land over a year, Judge. How come this business about failing to register his deed just came up?
It was only recently brought to my attention.
And who brought it to your attention?
Lee Sprague. Not that it makes any difference.
Lee Sprague owns a lot of land around Wagon Mountain.
And he's filed on this piece, too. There's nothing irregular about it, Marshal. If that's what you're thinking.
Legally, I'm sure everything's correct, Judge.
But
I just guess it isn't my kind of law, that's all.
There's only one kind of law.
The way you see it, maybe.
You can't argue with facts, Marshal. Now stop being a sentimental fool. Go do your duty.
Look, Judge, Brandon Teak's a changed man. He's done more than prove up that land. He's proved himself up, too.
Homestead Act, 1862, paragraph 12, after 1 year of the deed to such land is not duly recorded at the nearest...
Never mind, Judge. I know how it reads.
And start acting like it. I can hold even a U.S. Marshal in contempt of court, you know.
Yeah, sure, I know. You got a lot of power, Judge. There's just one thing wrong.
What's that?
You never learned how to use it.
Marshal Dillon.
I want to talk to you, Sprague.
Come in. How'd you know I was in Dodge today?
I found out. It's, about Brandon Teak.
Something wrong?
No, not legally. Judge Rambo made that pretty clear.
You want to tell me what's bothering you, Marshal?
Yeah, sure. I think Brandon Teak deserves that land more than you do.
Marshal, I'm in the land and cattle business. I'm making out mighty well. No man can accuse me of ever doing anything illegal or dishonest. But everybody knows I practice sharp. I'll go on practicing sharp, too.
Even against a man like Teak who's hung up his gun and steeled down and tried to make a life for him and his family?
What do you mean, his family?
Well, there's a child coming any day now.
And he's better off in town, Marshal.
What?
My wife stayed in the country. That's why I lost her. Well, looks to me like I'm doing Teak a favor.
You got an awful easy conscience, Sprague.
Oh, there's no use arguing, Marshal. You got your order, now you go put them off.
No, Sprague, I'm not going to do it.
What?
I couldn't hold my head up if I had any part of the kind of law you and Judge Rambo want.
You mean that?
Yeah, I mean that.
Boy, I ain't gonna let you stand in my way, Marshal. You're in for trouble.
Brandon Teak and his missus both talking to that fella yonder, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, you recognize him, Chester?
No, sir, I don't. He's a stranger to me.
I'm saying you just ain't got no right.
Looks like they're all head up over something, don't it?
Yeah.
Miss Teak oughtn't to be standing out in the heat of the day that way.
You let Marshal Dillon settle this, Haley. You've got nothing to do with it no more.
That's the trouble here, Teak. I'll do, man.
Marshal? You told me there was no hurry about our leaving, Marshal.
Now, wait a minute.
Where'd you get that badge, mister? Who are you?
I'm Jim Haley, Marshal, Deputy Sheriff from Wichita.
Wichita? How'd you get here?
Well, I took the train to Dodge, and then I rented me a horse.
Answer me, Haley.
Judge Rambo sent me. I guess he felt the law needed a little enforcing down this way.
He's got a court order, Marshal, just like the one you had.
Plumb legal. I want you people to pack up. Be out of here by tomorrow.
Just a minute, Haley.
I can take care of him, Marshal.
No, Brandon, there'll be no fighting.
Now, Sarah,
You ain't gonna do nothing except move, Teague. And right now.
No.
Let go, Marshal.
No!
Here! Haley! Pick up his gun, Chester.
Yes, sir.
She hurt, Teague?
I'll be all right.
What? Huh? She only grabbed his arm. He's gone and hurt her, Marshal, flinging her off like that.
Chester.
Yes, sir.
Jump on your horse and ride for Dodge. Tell Doc to get out here. Fast.
Ain't Doc never come out of that house, Miss Dillon?
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
She shouldn't have grabbed me, but I didn't mean to hurt her.
You just keep quiet, Haley. Nobody wants to hear from you.
Miss Dillon, there's Doc.
Yeah?
He's been over 2 hours. He don't look none too happy, does he?
Well, Doc?
The baby's dead, Matt.
Oh, no.
It's too bad.
I didn't do it. I only pushed her.
I told you to shut up, Haley.
There was a chance of saving the baby. It's her I've been working on. She's going to be all right now, man.
Well, good for that anyway, Doc.
Doc, tell you, Marshal?
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear it, Teague.
I'm sorry, too. But you can't blame me for it.
Haley, I just now promised my wife I wouldn't kill you. Now, don't make me break it.
Come on, Haley. I'm going to take you into Dodge with me.
Now, look here. Ain't you forgetting I'm a lawman, too, Mark?
I'd like to forget it. It doesn't make me very proud of being one.
I come here to do a job, and I'm going to do it. As soon as his wife can be moved, of course. Now, this is all over. There's no reason for waiting longer.
I promised her I wouldn't kill you now, Haley, but you come back here, I promise you I will. A man can take only so much.
I'll be back.
No, you won't. I'm going to throw you in jail for a while.
What?
Take, as soon as your wife's better, you come and see me. I don't know what I can do, but things aren't going on this way.
Shower's all yours, son.
Bill, I sure hope Tommy won't pick up athlete's foot from you.
Now, stop athlete's foot from spreading through your family. NP27 treatment roots out athlete's foot, penetrates below skin surface where others can't reach, even into toenails. NP27 liquid stops itch, relieves pain, promotes healthy tissue. NP27 powder guards against new infection. NP27 treatment roots out athlete's foot, or your druggist will refund your money.
Hello, Chester.
Hello, Doc.
Where's Matt?
In the office. Talking to Lee Sprague.
Well, it's a little late to be talking to him, isn't it?
I'd say so. Doc, you sure Brandon Teague's coming to Dodge today?
Oh, that's what he told me. There's a neighbor woman staying with his wife. Not that she really needs anybody now.
Well, I'm proud to hear that.
Well, it's only been a week, but she's a strong woman. Oh, here we are.
Hmm? Oh, no, he did come in.
Hello, Doc. Chester.
Okay.
How's the patient?
Oh, pretty good, Doc. She's being awful brave about it. But I know how she feels.
Well, only time will cure that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Teague, Miss Jones in the office. He wanted you to go right on in when you got here.
Okay.
Hello, Teak. Come on in. You know Lee Sprague, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I know him.
Hello, Teak. Sprague and I were over at the land office this morning. I think we got everything straightened out.
What do you mean?
Here, take a look at this.
What is it?
It's a deed to the land you're on, Teak. This time it's legally registered.
Sure, I can see that. And it's registered in your name.
That's right.
Did you help him with this, Marshal?
I wanted to be sure that there weren't any loopholes.
And there aren't any, huh?
No.
You know, if it wasn't for my wife, you people would have to shoot me off that place. But I warned her I can only stand so much. You send Jim Haley out there, I'll kill him on sight.
I sent Haley back to Wichita this morning.
Teak, I want to tell you something.
Ain't you said enough, Sprague?
No. Now listen. I'm a greedy man, Teak, and I'll take anything I can get. Legally. But Marshal Dillon here has been talking pretty hard to me lately.
Sure. Sure, I've been listening to him, too.
Well, it ain't Haley you ought to blame, Teak. It's me.
What?
I guess I'd have gone right on, and I could have, till I heard about your baby.
Why should that matter to you?
I lost my son, Teak. I lost my wife, too.
Taking my land, gonna help you?
You tell him, Marshal.
Teak, he's not taking your land.
Now, that deed's in his name, ain't it? Didn't you go along to be sure he didn't make any mistake?
There are no mistakes this time. Sprague can deed that land to anybody he wants to now. All clear.
Well, what about it?
It's yours, Teak.
You mean you're giving it to me?
I'm not giving it to you. It's yours anyway.
I'll tell Sarah. I'll tell her she was right all along.
That's right, she was.
But, well, what about you, Marshal? Ain't there going to be trouble? You're jailing a deputy sheriff?
Well, as soon as he gets back to Wichita, there'll be trouble. Don't you worry about that. I always wanted to see California anyway.
Remember how relieved you were when you heard there was at last a vaccine to stamp out polio? Remember the early doubts and fears that it hadn't really been perfected? Those days are behind us. Areas where the Salk vaccine has been taken by substantial numbers of children and adults under 40 have shown remarkable results. But studies made last year show that the most susceptible group have been neglecting themselves. Almost 41 million adults under 40 years of age have not taken as much as one polio shot. You doubt that this is important? If so, please note carefully that after 2 years of rewarding statistics, in 1958, the incidence of polio started to climb again. The vaccine won't work on people who don't take it. At least 3 shots, spaced as your doctor or clinic recommends, are vital for maximum protection from polio. The CBS Radio Network and its affiliated stations join the United States Department of Health in urging, get your polio shots. Get them starting now. Gunsmoke. Produced and directed in Hollywood by Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. The story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston. Featured in the cast were Vic Perrin, Gene Bates, John Daner, Barney Phillips, and Harry Bartell. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc, and Georgia Ellis is Kitty. This broadcast concludes the current Gunsmoke series. Next week at this time, the CBS Radio Network and its affiliated stations will welcome back the distinguished dramatic favorite Suspense. The premiere of this new Suspense cycle will be Alan Sloan's gripping original play, Call Me at Half Past. Be with us next Sunday at this same time for the return to these stations of Suspense. This is George Walsh speaking.
Laughs are on Arthur Godfrey, weekdays on the CBS Radio Network.
Yo, Andrew, it's Doug from Northern California. We love Gunsmoke. They're already reruns, so rerun them again. I'll listen to them. Love the show. Bye.
Doug from Northern California, your presence on that phone call right there made it sound like we've been best buds for years, and you know we're going to get a beer after this, and that to me is something that is crazy. I've never had a phone call like that before, and I loved it. You actually had me laughing. I thought that was hilarious. As to rerunning it, like I said in one of the other comments, I think I am going to do that now. A little sneak peek, since you know you did make me chuckle here. I did say chuckle, right? Yeah, chuckle. There's some extra bonus clips that I'm going to be releasing of Gunsmoke. The last official episode is coming out, but on the next few weeks, you're going to be seeing some special Gunsmoke clips from different places, different feelings, different thoughts, and some actual special bonuses that I'm going to throw in there. So, yeah, there's some stuff coming. I've definitely been working on getting some stuff together, so... Sir, thank you for the phone call. You had me in tears. I love it. And yes, I will be rebroadcasting these.
Hey, this is T-Bone from Omaha, Nebraska, calling in regards to Gunsmoke. Imagine my surprise when Doc on Gunsmoke turned out to be Floyd the Barber on the Andy Griffith Show. Didn't believe it. Blew my mind. Made me a fan of the radio show. Love it. Thanks everything for everything that you do. I'm out.
Thanks for the call, T-Bone. Definitely something that is two completely polar opposite characters, Doc and Floyd the Barber. Just completely different characters. And that just shows how well Howard McNear had the ability to play different people. And some of the characters that we've heard over the years, including... You know, Barney Phillips, John Daner, Gene Bates, Ralph Moody, just to name a few. These people, in their own rights, were able to play a wide variety of characters. And to see some of them go on to TV was great, because some radio actors only had a face for radio, so they never made it to the TV genre. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Howard McNear as Doc or Floyd the Barber. I don't know. Floyd the Barber just didn't seem like as big of a character to me as Doc. Something, a little stature about being a doctor on a Western show. So thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Like and rate it in iTunes. OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. Follow us on Facebook. OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And send me an email. podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
I'm the first man they call, but the last they want to leave a message for makes me a little lonely. So leave word and I'll call you back.